Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome, BTN listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. We got through Monday. Didn't feel good. Now we can really start the week, because it's Tuesday. Yes, it's the 7th of June, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. So, UK residents, have you got enough streaming apps in your life right now? No? Okay, well, now you can add one more to that home screen. That's right, Virgin Trains has made its own free onboard streaming app. So, yeah, that means you're going to have to be on the train to use it. Yes, yesterday, Virgin debuted Beam. Yeah, that's what it's called. It's a new app that's going to give you some, yes, you guessed it, some entertainment. Why would you not want to just look out the window at the English countryside? Nah, just look at the tablet or phone you got. Now, currently, the entertainment's only going to be initially available on East Coast routes. So if you're headed west, you gotta wait. But if you do have access to it, passengers can get roughly about 200 hours of TV film for free. As it should be, right? Yeah, you did pay a ticket already. But don't fall in love with whatever you stream on each journey, no, because it's going to be different for everyone. And if you've streamed all you can, well, there'll be plenty of free games and digital magazines to choose from after that. The app will be available to all those running iOS or Android. Can you not get enough of Cortana? Well, guess what? You're in luck. She's coming to Xbox One. And if you're on Android, on Microsoft Band 2. Of course, we all know Xbox One is due for a very big software update over the summer, and Cortana's going to be all part of that. And she's going to work on both headsets and Kinect. And pretty much like you guessed it, you'll be able to ask questions. You'll see what your friends are up to. You can even start a party. Yeah. Now, those of you that are curious before we get in the full swing of summer and before the official update comes out, and if you're part of the Xbox preview program, you can try out the assistant this week. Meanwhile, if you don't care about Cortana on Xbox One because you don't have one, and you happen to be an Android user, well, it's coming to Microsoft Band 2. Now, you might remember it was only available for Windows Phone devices in the past, but with the update to Microsoft's Health app, yeah, now it's enabling the feature for Android. I remember yesterday we told you about Zuck's other accounts other than Facebook getting compromised by hackers. Well, now today we kind of found out why it was so freaking easy. Because it seems, well, at least according to the hackers, Zuck's password was da da da. No, I'm not kidding. Da da da. As in D-A-D-A-D-A. You'd think that the head of Facebook over there would have came up with something better than that. Now, those of you that didn't catch yesterday's show or just haven't downloaded it yet, Zuck's Twitter and Zuck's Instagram and his Pinterest, yeah, they were all compromised. And judging what we've seen from the hackers, the Twitter and the Pinterest one, yeah, they both use the same da da da. So yeah, I can read your mind and know exactly what you're saying. Dumb, dumb, dumb. Samsung's Galaxy S7. Yeah, it's a pretty little phone, isn't it? Nicely designed, yeah. But you wouldn't want to be rugged with it, would you? Nah. But now you can be, thanks to the Galaxy S7 Active. It's no longer a thing of beauty, it's just a thing of raw Rambo toughness. Now, yes, you would be correct. This is actually the fourth year in a row where Samsung's built a bigger, stronger phone. And might we also say a little uglier, too. Now, of course, with the ruggedness on the outside, everything on the inside, yeah, it's pretty much the same. Has that same Snapdragon 820 processor, it's got 4 gigs of RAM underneath, and that lovely 12-megapixel camera. But if you're just one of those people that loses his phone outside of an airplane while skydiving, the S7 Active, yeah, probably a better choice for you. And finally, how many things in your house are connected now? You know, we got all these smart devices connected to everything. I bet you got one thing right there that's not connected yet, but maybe you'd like it to be. How about your toothbrush? Why? Now, I know we've seen Oral-B. They have, like, smartphone apps and built-in motion sensors to help make your teeth clean a little bit better. But I'm talking about a really connected toothbrush. I'm talking about the toothbrush that you can just beam over to your smartphone, and you can see right down in your mouth and your teeth and everything. Ain't that lovely? Well, that thing is called the ProPix, and it can take 10-megapixel photos and string 1080p video of inside your mouth. Wow! And it does all that by sending all of this information via its companion app over Bluetooth or even Wi-Fi. Now, the idea behind this, other than giving you a clear look of what you've had to eat all day, is so you can see those nasty little spots where things just get stuck in. You know, you just get in there, you can't get them cried out. Yeah, we all know that feeling. So how much are you willing to pay to get rid of that feeling? How's $400 sound? Wow, for a toothbrush? Ah, but but they say that the thing's going to come with four different attachments with that. Well, that's nice. Couple of things, though. You're going to have to be in the U.S., where you can actually get $100 off if you're one of the first ones to order this. Yeah, as you guessed it, it's not out yet. It didn't come until 2017. And you're also going to have to be an iPhone user. They don't have any plans right now for an Android app. But if cleaning your teeth is just something you really enjoy, plus you'd love to see it up on a 65-inch widescreen, $400 may not be that much for you. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network website, check it out, BritishTechNetwork.com. All the shows over there, come on, you know them all. The Max Show, of course. The Big Show, of course. The Gamer Show, of course. I mean, you can see where I'm going with this. The list just goes on and on and on. Get subscribed to them over there at BritishTechNetwork.com or get subscribed to them on iTunes. Whatever works best for you. Follow British Tech, of course, on Twitter, at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. And you can hang out with the BTN community. It's very simple to do. You hear me say it every single episode. BritishTech.slack.com. The new show shall be returning tomorrow for your Hump Day edition. Doesn't that make you smile? Oh, yeah. Let me get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday. And thank you, as always, for listening.